Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Three games left for Nebraska at 5-4 at USC, home against Wisconsin at Iowa to close the season. And Nebraska, as we have discussed, has a new offensive coordinator in Dana Holgorsen. We're joined now by Husker Lions Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. How much differently can things realistically look on offense the final three games with Dana Holgorsen taking over for Marcus Satterfield?
Well, I mean, to use an example in your own room there, I mean, when Bill Bush, Coach Bush stepped in, in the middle of the year, you can tinker and change a few things over a bye and get guys to do things differently. And, they've had 2 weeks of practice now, last week and this week, to kind of look and discuss things. And you obviously can't do it wholesale, but I think there are some things you can do and clean up and obviously use his play calling skills and do things differently on the game day.
Sean Callahan joins us. Sean, you're not a coach. I'm close, but what do you expect? How much different will this look for Dylan? How could this benefit Dylan Raiola is what I'm getting at.
Well, I think he's got more of a true veteran quarterback coach, a guy that's worked and developed a lot of quarterbacks under some really good offenses, going back to Mike Leach and his time in West Virginia and Houston. And he's been around Oklahoma State. He's been around the block. I mean, when you look at Dana Holgorsen and all the quarterbacks and places he's worked, offenses he's worked with, he knows how to get quarterbacks going and develop them and get receivers open and space people out. So that's his forte. And I believe that's why Matt Rhule brought Dana Holgorsen here, to give Dylan Raiola the best possible guy that can get him going here now moving forward.
Sean, also, with that being said, if this looks good the next 3 weeks, people are going to question what was happening again with Marcus Satterfield. People have questioned that to begin with. It wasn't good offense for the last 2 years. And if Holgorsen can get things righted in a week's time, you're going to have people saying, why was this going on in the first place, right?
Yeah, it's tough, though, because with the injuries at the quarterback position last year and some of the things, I don't know if a change was going to happen. I mean, I was Matt Rhule's guy, so he's made the change now. I mean, it's happened. I don't know how much earlier it needed to be done at this point. I mean, he flirted with Holgorsen back in January, didn't work out, but he's now made this change, and I don't think he was going to pin all the situations at quarterback last year on Satterfield because they weren't even able to run really an offense when they had to kind of switch to a lot of different things to make things work with their quarterback situation. So now they've seen it with Raiola and kind of the direction it's gone the last month, and the change has been made.
Sean, you've talked about this, and it's interesting. I think you sort of were hinting at this with a question you asked Rhule the other day. Do you think we'll see this more often, this sort of thing where a head coach makes changes to his staff, major changes during the season with December in mind?
I think, it's so different now.
Okay.
There's two dates ahead here. December 4th is the high school signing day. It's right. Really not even a signing day. I know Nebraska is still kind of deciding how they want to play that day and how many kids will end up signing those documents on that day. And then December 9th is the day when the portal opens.
Okay.
So there's a lot of these things. And the coaches don't go on the road. The coaches will not be on the road now until January. So there's a lot of things that you want to do behind the scenes. And with the unlimited coaches you can have now, unlimited paid coaches, you can just bring in and hire more people at any time and put them on the field, where a year or 2 years ago, you know, you were very limited on who could be on the field. And you could get slapped with NCAA violations by having too many analysts coaching. Well, now you can hire guys, put them on the field right away. But this gives you something to sell, though, because that signing day is coming up here. And Nebraska's in on some key players at this point. I mean, they're still in it with Michael Terry. I know a lot of people don't know that or understand that, but they were with him last week, and that's one to watch. They're in with Dawson Merritt, who could be announcing by Thursday this week to Nebraska, flipping from Alabama. So there's a lot of key recruiting things that making some of these changes, addressing them, gives you something to sell because your window is not much after Black Friday. When that Black Friday game ends, you've got about 10 days before it all gets going. And signing day is obviously the next week.
Isn't it possible that you would make that move? And I know Rule didn't address that part of it. Like, he didn't say, yeah, I mean, I might get a high-profile coordinator in here that can help me land a guy or two and help me land a guy or five out of the portal or six out of the portal. I mean, that has to be a consideration.
Well, right, because you don't have a lot of time for the portal. I mean, it's a rat race to January. You're trying to get these guys locked up, and you want to have all your ducks in a row from NIL and from what your game plan is. And Nebraska will be very aggressive for the pieces they want in the portal. Make no bones about it. They're being very aggressive right now. If Dawson Merritt flips from Alabama to Nebraska, NIL is going to play a big factor. Obviously, location's a factor too. But they're going to be very aggressive with everything. And then having now a more defined offensive system. And I think that was probably the complaint with how things have gone the last 2 years with the offense. Is it just really wasn't a defined system. You know, if I asked you, what kind of offense is Nebraska running? I don't think anybody could really give a clear answer. It wasn't very defined in what the system was.
You know what the problem was, Sean? It was defined by the head coach at a podium, but then what the head coach was talking about at the podium didn't match what we saw on the field.
Yeah, you know, you go to the Ohio State game, they ran the completed 12 or 13 screen passes, whatever it was. Then the next week against UCLA, and granted, those screen passes didn't go for much. They didn't run one screen. I mean, it was very hard to put your finger on the run game, how they ran the ball, the deep ball, the short ball, who they played, how they played, the blocking. I mean, the perimeter blocking has been a huge issue, as we know, too. I mean, there's just been a lot of things that have been inconsistent, as we've seen over the last four, five, six games.
Sean, this week in Nebraska, again, two desperate teams, USC 4-5, make a quarterback change, Nebraska 5-4, trying to get their first bowl game since 2016. They came out flat against Indiana after their last bye week, lost 56-7. Could that happen again? What do you think in terms of what this team looks like on?
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Saturday.
Yeah, it's such an interesting game because of Nebraska's coordinator change and Dylan Raiola's health. And then on the flip side, USC's situation right now, their quarterback change that they've made with Jaden Maiva and what that's going to look like. But the atmosphere, too, I don't expect this to be an elite L.A. Coliseum environment. In fact, I think there's going to be a lot of red there. I mean, any time, and Sip can attest to this, any time Nebraska has traveled west in the last 20, 30 years, 20,000 Nebraska fans are at those games.
Yeah.
So I do think there's going to be a huge contingent of red in that stadium too. So, I mean, there's some intangibles for Nebraska, and they've got to take advantage of it. They've got to kind of shock USC with the crowd in there, because I do think Nebraska fans will be out there in large numbers.
What do you expect from Maiva? What's that picture in your mind look like right now?
Well, he's got a big arm. He's obviously physical. He's had some ball security issues over his career and turnover issues. So like Nebraska has to try to take advantage of that if you're trying to go at him. But the way he runs the RPO, he's mobile enough to cause you issues. So that will be the thing. Can they handle the mobility of him when he moves around? And can they get him off balance and force some mistakes? Because I think if Nebraska can force some mistakes by him, which making his first start, I mean, it's a big stage for him now to step into. He's obviously a proven winner at UNLV, but they've got to try to get him off his game early and take advantage of it.
Sean, always good stuff. Enjoy L.A., and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan.
Okay. Yeah, they don't. Bill, just forgive me. I was joking about the coach thing, obviously. But they don't run inside zone, Nebraska. They can't. They don't run it very well. They don't run an outside zone very well because they don't block the perimeter. They don't get the edge. So what do you do?
Yeah.
You're not an offensive coordinator. I load up.
I know. I know this is outside the wheelhouse.
What are some ideas?
Well, you're not going to have a bunch of dramatic change in run game. Maybe there'll be more gap scheme, I use the term pin and pull, and some different things, more with counters, might be some different things that way to be able to run. Even with the injury like that, like you said, you may see a scramble two out of Dylan, but the quarterback run game's not in play.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be, I would imagine in some fashion, you're going to see the game start off with the Royal is going to be 6-for-6 to start the game.
Something like that.
Easy throws, get him started, and good coordinators can do that. And so, like I said, this is a master class of coaching. Between the two, both bye weeks, one is in even a bigger pickle than Nebraska is. Way bigger. USC is in a way bigger situation.
So?
They're 4-5, mm-hmm. $10 million a year, USC. 2 years ago, they had the Heisman Trophy winner, and they're in the Pac-12 championship game, predicted to win. He gets banged up. Utah beats the crap out of him.
Right.
And everything since then has not been good.
And then
they got Mossed, which means they thought they had Miller Moss as their quarterback. He's our future, and he's not. And so now, I mean, right now, now both are in position of like, are they on the hot seat for maybe getting fired? Not even close. So neither coach is like, well, I'm coaching for my job.
No.
That's not the case. But you're coaching for a lot on both sides. I mean, USC needs this one in the worst way. If they don't win this, they are not going to a bowl game.
Ugh.
They are not going to a bowl
USC
game. They're
not done. In a bowl game.
Yeah, not in a bowl game in Lincoln Riley's third year. So just think about
and
that.
And your crosstown rivals kind of surging.
Yes,
coming back.
Yeah, they are. They're playing pretty well. And so this game is huge, and just as it is for – so it's a masterclass of who has their team interested. Because does USC show up very interested to play, or are they kind of like,
know.
Well, let's just see what happens.
I don't know how you know, that will go.
Where's Nebraska at with that?
I don't know.
Those are the things that will stand out the most. But it is a master class of coaching between the two staffs, head coach, on who has their team ready to play and what's going to go on, because the future is off of this game is huge. USC, death blow. Tough for Nebraska to fly back at 5-5 and four straight losses. Like that, that's a tough flyback.
You got to keep the locker room engaged somehow.
Yeah, so between both, this is as intriguing of a game. The only thing it doesn't catch, it catches some attention from afar, from national. Like, I want to see what happens, but in the most part, it's not. No one's really paying attention.
No, they're
to this
paying
game.
Attention to what we talked about in the first segment.
First segment. That's what playoffs. They're paying attention to, or other things. That's what's going
playoffs
on.
Playoffs are. I mean, that's yeah. These aren't playoff teams.
No.
But there's two good offensive minds too. It's interesting too. Because
yeah,
now Holgorsen and Lincoln Riley kind of
going
match
back
up.
And forth. Yeah. So there's a ton of intrigue. If you're just watching it for what it's worth, you're going, hold it now. How many storylines are there? There's about 20. It's about 20. You have an injured quarterback. You have a change of quarterback. You have two bye weeks. You have people on a path. Both teams not trending the right direction. Both teams have to have a win.
Yep.
They're going to play in a stadium
that's
going to have as many Nebraska fans as USC fans. Because, you know, like the Californians for Nebraskans, like I said, we played UCLA in the Rose Bowl, and I was a GA. There was 20 some thousand people there. There was. So
there'll be a lot, in
USC, 1 o'clock kick on a nice day.
Will they have 25,000 people there?
Nebraska will probably be 50 some thousand total.
Yeah.
50. First of all, the end zones are a mile away.
Yeah.
So it'll just be a few people on the side kind of hanging out.
I don't think it'll be an electric atmosphere.
Not electric at all. No, it's not.
So now that's a challenge too for
the challenge
players.
For both sides. A challenge because you're at home. It's also a challenge for Nebraska because they're used to playing in front of, what's Nebraska play in front of? Big crowds. Indiana, what was the crowd like? Big crowd. It wasn't crazy, but it was sold out.
Big, though. Yeah.
Ohio State, they came back to Nebraska. So Nebraska, and they're all these home games, they're used to playing.
Right.
When you come out the deal, it's like, okay, there's going to be
a... Even Purdue. Purdue was a good crowd.
That was surprisingly good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. You're right. It's going to be... There's a lot going on in this game. A lot going on.
As always, segment two is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Beck's. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Please go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three Fs, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
And the semi is loaded up, and this weather, Trevor said, doesn't even bother them at all. So they'll be out delivering gifts.
Gifts.
Going farm to farm. Leaving off giant gifts, four-wheelers.
I was going to say, not gift baskets.
No, four-wheelers, snowmobiles. Pickups. They give away pickups. They've given away...
Full-size?
F-150s. Yes. Yes, full-size.
Life is good with Beck's. It really is.
It really is. Well, we got great sweatshirts.
Yes, we do. I've got mine on right now.
It's the best sweatshirt I've ever had. I'm not joking.
It's a nice one. When we come back, song of the day and the mailbag on early break the on the ticket.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.